Come on in to Scotland's premier Fife-based podcast, Fife Club. As always, the first rule of Fife Club is...
James isn't here.
Please talk about Fife Club.
Without his enthusiasm, we're lost.
We are absolutely lost.
Oh, dear. His boyish charm.
He is a child, isn't he?
Yeah, very much. He's also kind of infectious, a bit like you, Kutch, tonight.
Oh, boom.
Zinger. No, really, this is a public service broadcast. Kutch has got about 10 hours before he dies. This is a warning to all of you. This is the last recorded thing. A virus is going to take you.
He's got the TB. We've separated him.
Yeah.
So just waiting for his time to pass.
I've had a bit of a cold this week. Anyway.
But you only have a small amount of time to get out of Fife.
Don't make me laugh.
Don't worry, Kutch, there's absolutely no danger of that over the next hour. Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, please talk about us. Some of you have been this week. A wee shout out to the Rough Giraffe podcast for giving us a tweet. Sort of what would be a tweet shout? Not really a retweet, but...
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Shout out, yeah.
Speaking to you on Twitter.
Something on Twitter that said, Fife Club, yay, listen to them. So, yeah, thanks very much for that. That was very, very kind of you. So, yeah, I'd give them a listen as well. Stacey and her mum. No? Still nothing?
Okay. We've got to going on.
Yeah. Chatting about whatever comes up.
That penny is just taking so long to drop. Yeah, very well played, Rough Giraffe. Yeah, very well played.
So, yeah, Stacey and her mum chatting about whatever comes up, really. Yep. Kind of like us. But, yeah, you might also find out if Stacey's mum has it going on. Yeah, I couldn't resist. I just couldn't resist. as soon as I saw it, it was just like... I know what I'm doing. But yeah, also the husband of leisure, Doogie, put us on to David Logue, who has started a wee podcast, Barber Chair Confessions, and is a barber in the town himself, and we're looking to do a wee crossover with him at some point. So I'll link up his podcast on the description too. He'll be putting out an episode shortly chatting with Pars legend Joe Cardo, so check it out.
Joe Cardo's a very fine player as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, very fine player.
Yeah. I know nothing about football.
I kind of recognise his name.
Yeah, I recognise his name, but that's about it. I don't really, yeah.
So Joe, if you're listening and you want to come in and chat to us, feel free. Yeah. Mark will be able to talk to you about football. Yeah. If you don't want to talk about football, I'd understand. Yeah.
Also, if you've got a nightmare haircut, I'm embarrassed now, I'm joking. I know the barber shop, it's very good. They never have an appointment for me. Which tells you how good it is, obviously. Actually, that's where Beaker gets his comb over.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's where Beaker gets his trendy comb over. Yeah.
The old town barbers.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Cool. One last shout out, and that's to @SminkyPinky76 on Twitter. She contacted us to let us to remind us about the fact that Stevens are opening their drive-through soon.
Hello.
So yeah, thank you very much for that, and thank you very much for finding us, listening to us, and sticking with us. Southend-on-Sea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got an airport. That's about as much as I know about it. In Essex, has an airport.
Yeah.
Seaside-y, apparently nice.
Yeah, it's...
All I'm saying.
And yet, listen to a podcast where a couple of idiots from Fife...
Yeah, talk.
Talk shite.
Yeah.
So, thanks. And if you've got any mates that like that kind of thing too, you know... let them know. Yeah.
But we're taking this whole drive-through opening pretty darn seriously.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
We'll be there.
We're going to be driving down, doing the whole Wayne's World Queen thing on the way down.
So just to point out, guys, I am not available to do that bit. So have you found a car yet? Because all of your cars appear to be occupied. Apart from yours, Jamie, because you don't drive.
I don't drive.
Yeah.
I don't believe in cars, mate. Yeah. Don't exist.
I think Max said hers is available so long as it's like before 9 p.m. So 9 a.m, sorry.
Oh,
so
that's doable.
First customers.
Early. just like getting the last steak Bridies of each year that you do down at a factory. Classic.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Amazing.
That's the wee shout outs and thank yous. Again, personal service, a little bit of public personal.
Yeah, no, I like it. Like public service broadcasting, all that kind of thing.
Yeah,
we're coming for you, Mayo and Garamode.
No, we're not.
No, we're really not. You have like millions of people that listen to you and witty stories about how other listeners find each other on trains and things. Oh, yeah.
I would love that to happen.
Yeah, I know. Ours will find each other in jail.
Or in a Stevens.
Yeah, all right.
So, anywho, around the mic with my good self, Kutch, is a man that is like herpes, just won't go away. It's Jamie.
Hello.
And across from him is a man who can cause organ failure like Ebola. It's Mark.
Yeah, very much. I'll make you bleed through your eyes. Yeah, that's Ebola.
You can't even play chopsticks. You're
right, like a big pizza pie. That's
a mole.
Oh, yeah, it's a mole. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, very nice.
That's a callback to a personal joke.
Yeah, that's what you won't get, listeners.
About chili.
Yeah, but we've all been watching Rick Stein. His marvellous journeys through Mexico. Yeah.
I've tried to teach you chopsticks so many times, which doesn't work. Organ failures.
Yeah. Oh, great. Amazing.
That's the worst joke I've done yet. Ever. Like, I had to, in this year. It's only going to get worse.
So, also, at some point, we might have the chicken pox appear herself for a wee bit. That's right, it's Mags.
Hey!
She'll be here for a little bit, then go away, and then maybe coming back a bit when you're older.
Oh, good. Bloody hell.
Yeah, no, it's because she's actually cheating on Fife Club with Kutchie's wife this evening. So
at a book club.
At a book club, yeah.
Probably more highbrow than this.
Yeah, what, mate? You what? They're just reading the Da Vinci Code for the 10th time. Wow.
The tall man walked into the big room.
Yeah.
God.
There was a painting on the wall. Robert Langdon wanted to investigate.
Tall Robert Langdon wanted to investigate.
He brushed aside his long hair.
That's so bad.
But you know what? I read it the first time. I was like, this is really good. I did.
It is a page turner, but the first time I read it, awful.
Yeah.
I really liked the kind of the story and the fact that it was quite fast paced and
totally
and running exposition, running
running
exposition.
So it's really clever how this all links up in a rhyme that doesn't exist in reality, and the offer's made at the end to tie everything up. It's the basis of all these fucking books.
Yeah, pretty much.
But nowadays it kind of feels like the Da Vinci Code's like the Doner kebab of like at the time.
Yeah.
It's great and pretty satisfying. The morning after you're like, oh God, what have I done?
Yeah. I wonder if people feel like that who've read the Grey Books.
The Grey Books?
Yeah.
More of a, don't know.
Yeah,
like,
is that a mashup?
Oh, 50 Shades of Grey. All right, yeah. Are there more than one?
There's like four. I think there's now one which is from his point of view, the same story, but from his point of view instead of hers.
Mm.
So she's writing them the same story again.
I've just realised, guys, we are totally the Da Vinci Code of podcasts.
Yeah.
Apart from we're nowhere near as popular. But in terms of content, you know.
We're pretty low. We don't rattle through things quickly. Actually, we draw things out for far too long.
Too long.
So the interest really drops off. Yeah.
Although I don't remember many cock jokes.
Oh, that's a good point.
I think that's how I described it today. Sometimes we can be a bit sort of wanky and highbrow, but then it drops all back down with a good old cock joke somewhere. So
yeah, we're in the gutter. We're, you know, we're wherever we need to be.
Ha, penises. So, will we chat a little bit about news? Mark, I actually think before any news, you have
I've got a Fife segment.
Yeah, a little local Fife segment.
So, if any of you happen to be venturing past your local Tesco retailer at any point in time, in time soon, you'll be able to pick up a complimentary copy of the Select Traveller magazine. Not, I'll admit, one I'm familiar with, but nonetheless, I was attracted to the story called Fife Five. So these are some amazing experiences in Fife. So let me tell you what are the amazing... And this comes courtesy of the Welcome to Fife app that... has just been launched by sort of, I think it seems to be, but Fife Council involved in it.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. They didn't actually invite us to get involved in
what
it.
What the fuck?
I'm actually quite surprised.
Fuck those fucks!
No. They must have emailed Kutch, mustn't have checked the inbox. It's fine. It's fine, right?
That Kutch. Everybody's got access to.
Yeah. You do all the work. We have never pretended to anything else. So, the things that they were suggesting in terms of the pictures were visiting the world's smallest working light tower in North Queensferry.
Oh, yeah.
After we had our little New Year get together, because we actually have no other friends than each other.
Yeah.
It's kind of alarming, right?
That's so very true.
Yeah.
And it's alarming. Yeah, Albert is no one's mentioned it just now. Oh, down in North Queensferry.
Yeah, what the Albert fuck? Hotel. It's yeah. empty.
I like a pint in the Albert every now and again. By which I mean like literally once a year. But yeah. Like, Jesus. I'm
telling you, it's our destiny.
It's our destiny to own the Albert down there.
And turn it pretty much into an ongoing episode of Always Sunny, but in Fife.
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Jamie can do the Charlie work.
Yeah, definitely.
I've only watched a few episodes of him. I don't get his reference.
Actually, he is Mac. There's no way in the world he's not Mac.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'll just have to accept what you're saying.
An ocular pat down. Yeah.
And I think George or your dad will appear at some point in the Frank program.
Yeah. I think it's George.
Yeah.
Mine's too random. It'll just be some other character that appears occasionally.
Oh dear. But anyway, yeah. So
The world's smallest working light tower, I think that's quite cool.
Yeah.
Well, we've all done that. That's pretty nice. Visit Falkland Palace, anyone?
Oh yes. And see
it's a bit boring, right?
Yeah.
It's all right. They've got the was it the Real Tennis courts?
The Real Tennis.
Aye.
All right. Yeah.
Whatever.
You're not Madrid, mate.
Exotic accent. Yeah.
I thought that's how it was said.
All right. Okay. Fair enough. Okay. You're an exotic man. walk across the Swilken Bridge in the old course in St Andrews. It's not Fife. It's a different place.
It doesn't count.
It technically is.
No.
But as we've discussed many a time, and it has a fat face.
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah, that's not Fife.
Fife face. That's our alternative. Yeah.
Shitty knockoffs.
Yeah, exactly. Johnny Brubaker t-shirts and things like that. I remember Johnny Brubaker. But there is some good eating tips in here. Like, we might have dismissed a little, like, visiting the old course. Why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
Just full of American and Japanese tourists. Fuck that. Golf's pretty crap, right?
Yeah.
Well, agreed, golf's pretty crap.
Well, yeah, I think so, but...
I like mini golf.
A lot of people seem to like it.
Pitch and putt. Yeah.
Mini golf, yeah. Crazy golf, I'm all down with.
But actual golf...
yeah.
It's had its moments, I think, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
A good walk spoiled.
Yeah, definitely.
Annoyingly, I can't remember who said that. I'm going to guess it was Mark Twain, but that might be totally balls.
Yeah. Alan Partridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
So there's some good food tips, though. Mm-hmm. So Ginetta's Gelateria... Mm. Mm-hmm. In St Andrews, so yeah again, it's in St Andrews, so it's not.
Oh really, yeah, Fife. Ginetta's is in St Andrews. Oh, definitely Fife.
Yeah. are we claiming that? Oh, yeah. Right, okay, that's pretty good. The Balgove Steak Barn.
Don't know that.
Anyone heard of that?
No. Is that St Andrews as well?
This is going to take me a minute to actually read.
Comes with an article that he hasn't read.
This is exactly the level of preparation that you'd expect from me. Yeah, no, exactly. It is somewhere in Fife. And then there's the Lobster Hut, which is either in Crail or Pitt and Weem.
That's Pitt and... Well, Crail, is it not?
I think it's Crail.
No, I've never been, sure, but Crail, I keep meaning to go because it sounds like...
It's absolutely amazing. Yeah. So I had a lobster at the Crail Food Festival a couple of years ago, and it was... delicious.
There's a new one opened up as well at Tentsmuir. What is it again?
Tentsmuir is a great place to go in Fife as well.
I don't think I've ever been to Tentsmuir.
It's fucking great. Big forest, big beach, happy days.
The Walk Fife guys have just like ratified it as a great place to go. On their website. Again, levels of professionalism here. I'll find out.
That's all right. Should we quickly crack on with your news story, Jamie?
Yes.
I love the way that we do this by dropping each other in it. Sheer level of...
You had no preparation, so you're next.
So my news story is about a bored Russian.
Oh, right.
Who apparently decided to steal an armoured vehicle and crash it into a shop. That's basic.
It sounds Russian.
It does. Yeah, as our resident Russian expert.
Yeah, absolutely, totally.
Quite normal.
Yeah, no, it seems very sad. Like, there's all these videos on the interweb of the world of GIFs. GIFs. How are we going to
say
this?
GIF.
GIF.
Can we have
a G?
Is that
graphical?
Yeah.
In image.
Something
interchange or something.
So are we agreed that Fight Club officially pronounces it GIF?
GIF.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So there's all these GIFs of like this happens in Russia where people get absolutely cantate on vodka, fall off things, drive things, smoke on the front of moving car on the bonnets of moving cars and things like that. Just all seems pretty right. Like our actual genuine Russian expert Lewis. Certainly, some of his tales from Russia were pretty wild. Yeah. Not a drink driving. Not by Lewis, I'd point out.
Of course.
Don't think he's a driver.
Yeah.
Just like
you. Well, this happened above the Arctic Circle as well, which gives it that extra level.
Oh,
that's
a little bit panache. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Apparently, they think he was just bored, and he went and drove it into a shop after failing to take a corner, and then is believed to have stolen a bottle of wine as well. And the police found him with that bottle of wine, presumably wasted. So, yeah.
What was the tank? Was it like a badonkadonk?
It's like an armoured vehicle, so it's like...
All right.
It's just quite tanky, though.
Yeah, quite
tanky. When they say armoured vehicle, it's more on the tank side than armoured vehicle.
Yeah,
side.
It's got very much caterpillar tread.
Yeah, it's got caterpillar tread, so yeah. And the place up at Tetsmir is the Crepe Shack that's opened up. It's all crepes.
This is a wee place we could get together.
The Crepe Shack, baby, oh yeah.
And that was John Ralphio from...
I might have forgotten all the words to that song. Yeah. I did just improvise.
But in terms
crab
of
shack,
wow, yeah. There's a crab shack in Glasgow that I've always been trying to go to. Actually, I've never managed to get there, but apparently very nice. Mm. Argyle Street,
crab shack, right?
Yeah. But in terms of like a bit more sort of globally and sort of almost politicky news, any takes on Donald Trump's not coming?
Oh, fucking yes!
Yeah. Is he saying Rex Tillerson said or something?
Yeah.
Which there's no point in getting out of bed to protest Rex Tillerson.
Well, I don't think there was any point in getting out of the bed to protest Donald Trump. I think just a national moment of ignoring the orange fucker would have been absolutely better. Because you know,
turn off the TV, the radio,
nobody be there, no placards, well, nothing.
You'd think that, but I bet he'd get support. I mean, there were people cheering.
Yeah, he will get support.
Last night in Question Time, people, real people, were cheering. The majority of the audience even were cheering Piers Morgan. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is wrong with this country? Like, Jesus Christ.
Lobotomy stats are up.
That is, yeah. Why?
Also, he's ambassador to Panama today.
Yeah.
Presumably over the comments that he made in that private meeting.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Shithole countries.
Yeah. And there's something coming out about how he had sex with a porn star as well.
Hey. I saw something about that. But
I've not actually seen that one.
Will it stick or, you know?
It was Peter North, so it probably will. What? No.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a joke for the...
the stallion himself.
Yeah, very much. Yep, that's a Donald Trump's gay joke. So,
yeah.
We can look to be shot. But no, in general, I do think that like a national day of ignoring him would have been excellent. Because he does thrive off that, like, the controversy thing and stuff like that. Just ignore the fucker. It would have been excellent. And speaking of other people to ignore, Nigel Farage has called for a second EU referendum.
Says, is it... like, what... He's just so fucking...
It's his ego.
Aye.
It is his ego.
Yeah.
Like, he just needs to be in the centre of attention.
He needs to have people talking about him.
Yeah. He's already on the BBC all the time. He doesn't need to be on the BBC any more than he is already. Yeah.
I just, as well, I think the EU's clawed back, like, 30, 40 grand from him or something in wages.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. It's not bad.
But on
it's a nice silver lining.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Take his fucking pension pot as well, the scathing prick. But no, I was just going to say, like, I had a bit of a rant the last time I was on about Brexit. It's fair to say, But again, just like the thing that's kind of annoying me a little bit is like Nigel Farage says he'd have another second EU referendum to clear things up, sort of thing, right? And the papers obviously go mad for it. But the fact is, it is not within the preserve of Nigel Farage.
No.
I think, again, people keep forgetting. They're like, Nigel Farage is the personification of the EU referendum. Yeah. No, he isn't. There are very senior Conservatives who are very strong, like, Brexiteers. They are the people that are leading this. It is now a legislative issue.
Yeah.
It is not a referendum out there at the moment.
Mm.
It is going through Parliament.
Yeah.
So I think asking somebody who's not been elected to the Parliament that it's now being processed through is fucking madness.
Yeah.
Which is, again, my problem with the hashtag thing, is that people are treating it like it's another EU referendum. It's not.
Yeah, it's not.
It's happening in Parliament.
Yeah.
You've now elected people that are going to discuss that and deal with that.
Yeah.
So none of your fucking hashtag matters.
Both major parties are tacitly in favour of it. Like, in terms of at least...
Yeah.
Not right now of stopping Brexit. You know, right now anyway.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's now something that's a process and they have to follow the process to a point until either it breaks down
or our Parliament breaks down.
Yeah.
Either the bill breaks down or the Parliament breaks down.
Yeah.
Do it on the deal. They should do a second referendum on the deal when the deal comes.
Yeah.
And then you say, deal, do you want this deal or do you want to just stay in the EU?
Do you want to say deal or no deal? Is that what you want to say, Jamie?
Yeah, but that's... Get no Edmonds.
Yeah. Every variation of Brexit is around the table in a box. I feel it's a good one, Noel. I feel it's a good one.
But that used to piss me off. It's how much Noel Edmonds would like just take, like, rip people to shreds for opening, like, a low number of things. Like, oh, why did you do that? We didn't do anything, though. We just opened up a fucking box.
But you know that he's got the drawing on his hand that tells him what the sixth sight or whatever he does. Yeah, fucking hell.
The tattoos across his knuckles.
He's going to be a Brexiteer, isn't he? Edmonds, guaranteed.
Do you reckon? Sure.
I don't know. Sure. Whatever the universe wants him to do, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. He sent Mr. Blobby home. Mr. Blobby didn't look like the rest of us, and he got sent home.
And then there was that helicopter.
Let's not talk about that.
Mr. Blobby getting deported like in a detention centre. Like, well, Mr. Blobby, you don't appear to have a country of origin, so we're just going to have to keep you here forever. Blobby, Blobby.
I'm just now imagining this scene of like a really windy, like misty day, and Mr. Blobby standing in just the White Cliffs on a boat, sailing out to see if the White Cliffs of Dover disappear in the night. Just sad. Oh, somebody make that for me.
Lovely.
I've gone off on one.
That's where we really need to make friends with Jim O'Paint.
Yeah, God. Jim O'Paint, just be our friend. We've got so many ideas for you.
Look, Gordon the Gopher.
You just need to listen to our Desert Island Dicks or any of our fights, and you've got fucking work for decades.
Yeah.
Have
we worked out where he's from yet?
Nah.
Do we think he's Scottish though, don't we?
I think so, but I don't know for sure.
No, I don't know.
Do we claim him? We'll claim him for Fife. You're a Fifer, mate. What? Where is that?
No, kidnap him.
Again, even if you're in Southend-on-Sea, you're a Fifer now.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. You're a Fifer anywhere, I guess. Yeah,
if we claim you, if you've got a talent.
Because we don't, frankly.
Pretty much, yeah. We actually need to get back on to doing our legends.
Yeah.
Well, because, you know, we'll take whatever we can get.
Yeah.
You were not born here, but your husband once passed through Fife. So, yeah, that's cool. I like the tenuous links that we've found for some of our legends.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think we should not. We should make a conscious effort to do a little bit of more educational content on this.
Yes, definitely.
It's good.
I have actually had some people say that was like something that they really liked because they were finding stuff out.
Oh, I had people tell me it was boring.
Well, if we're public service broadcasters, to educate and entertain, you know.
Yeah,
exactly. Educate and entertain.
What is educate?
It's to educate, inform, educate, entertain, and educate. Or something.
That's in what BBC order. Was supposed to do. Yeah.
Oh, well. There we go.
Did you have a new story?
Yeah, just a little bit of a new story, a little local one. Fucking ScotRail, eh? What are they fucking like?
I don't know. I've not heard this.
They have been cheeky scamps and have been basically missing out the good people of Fife down in Burnt Island, Kinghorn and Aberdour. The trains have just been firing right through the station in the mornings, making people late for work. Now, they claim that...
So people of Burnt Island do not have work to go to, Kaj.
Is that because they're poor or because they're well off? That's Aberdour, definitely. Wait,
Aberdour
is the opposite. Yeah.
They're too busy flogging servants.
And building Wickerman.
Yeah, definitely.
No, apparently, apparently the trains have not been stopping in the morning, and our good shadow secretary, Leslie Laird, has been getting on at ScotRail about it recently and hit the news. Basically, the last 4 weeks, I think, over the last month, several of their services have failed to stop at those three.
Is there a reason given?
Well, ScotRail initially claimed that it was because there was...
No station there. Because I could see that happening.
No, it was because the trains were overcrowded already. So that's why they didn't stop. However, there have been photos from a couple of the stations of empty carriages. Yeah.
And Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah, sitting beside a toilet on an empty train. They apparently had said that. But yeah, pictures of empty carriages. Also, apparently they are normally 5 carriages long and they've only been 3 carriages recently. Basically there's people who live in these sort of villages along the coast who all work sort of like Dunfermline, mm-hmm. Edinburgh, you know, all that ways, and it's obviously causing them to be late. And I think there was one occasion where it was 2 of the trains, like on one day, one morning, went by. So cheeky fucking, scamps.
Well, basically, let's start the campaign now to help those six-fingered mutants to get to work every day. Yeah?
They're not from Kirkcaldy, mate.
Oh, God, sorry. No, you're right.
They're outside of the blast zone.
Yeah. That's fine. Mossmorran didn't explode once. What?
That would be Burnt Island.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to Bifab and Burnt Island? Was it put out in the end?
Or
it continued on.
Continued on, yeah. Basically, the Scottish government managed to work a deal to keep them. Because that would have been quite a bit of a blow.
That would have been a huge blow.
Yeah, they employ a lot of folk. So yeah, that was quite good to see. But yeah, ScotRail, essentially Leslie Laird.
In one of the most middle class stories of all time,
uh-huh.
I was listening to that Bifab story on Radio Scotland as I'd come home from a busy day of antiquing.
Oh my god, that's as good as New Year's Eve, before we went out, I went up to Tesco and was running around Tesco looking for Bellinis.
Yeah.
And I could not find Bellinis and, thought I was going to have to go and ask the most middle-class question I ever asked in my life.
Where are the Bellinis, sir? Where are the Bellinis?
Could you tell me where the Bellinis are? Thankfully, Tesco's website, though, tell you which aisle and what other products are beside them. So
there's a section for awkward moments for working-class men who feel socially anxious about a situation.
Who just want a Bellini. Yeah. Want some abilities. That was quite middle class, I felt.
No, very much. Yeah. We've got up in the world, guys. What can we say?
Dicks.
Yeah.
So, that's that.
Is that your segue to Desert Island Dicks?
Ah, it might as well be. Fuck it.
It's pretty perfect.
Yeah, we're about half an hour in, so yeah, why not? I suppose it's that time.
Yep. I think you should do it. You've got your croaky voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Radio 4. Sit back, relax, for we're joining the guys on Desert Island Dicks.
Yay, cut to music.
Cut to apology for off-air radio and today programme.
Yeah. Fuck Jeremy Corbyn. That's the today programme, right?
Did you see that?
Radio 4.
Today.
No, I actually didn't.
No, no. It was from the other day. What's his name? Sopel, the North Amer- he's now North American editor, yeah. isn't he? And Humphreys had a conversation off air that was apparently recorded by someone about how that China editor was moaning and that she didn't.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I did see that.
And they had to do it, they did an on air apology.
Did you see the even better bit about that? Was on Newsnight.
No.
Evan Davis had to say on Newsnight live. We asked someone from the BBC, but unfortunately no one was available to speak to us. From a BBC programme.
Wow. Can't even get it right now. Bloody structures. Great.
Big British castle.
Yeah, the big British castle.
So, the theme of today's Desert Island Dex...
is death.
Is death.
Pestilence.
Yeah. We've got a bit morbid. No, we were just thinking in terms of... You know,
me Kutch, being...
Kutch is sick.
Yeah, being really unwell.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit poorly.
Yeah. Blue blood dripping from your nose.
Wait, are you trying to say I'm posh, mate?
Yeah, Waitrose shopping bastard. Look at you.
Yeah, look at me in my whole Tory regalia.
And also, our NHS is under pressure. Like, it's crashing, it's in crisis. Yep. You can't get a bed anywhere. People are dying in corridors. So that's good. So we thought, what happened if we had an NHS on our desert island of Dex? And who would we want to be there to look after us? Which real or fictional...
Would it be called Diddy's?
What?
Desert Island Dex Health Service. Did his.
Wow.
You know how you thought you had the worst joke of the year? Wow. Okay, we're going to have to come back from that song. It's only the three of us. Let's revert back to hitting episode 2 format.
So serious.
I know. Oh, God. Yeah. That's not us at all.
Yeah.
So we thought real or fictional medical professionals. Yeah. Who do we want on the island to save us?
Well, as the sickest person here, Kutch, I think you should go first before we bring out our dead and take you out tomorrow morning.
We've got a wagon and everything.
Donk!
Thanks, you fucks. Although, this has been a whole week, this has still been going on, and I'm still fucking lousy, so... Fuck.
Sorry, mate, not that much more to go.
Yeah, well...
Luckily, we've gone sweet out of the release. Podcast on a high.
Sweet release.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this.
Just in terms of like a little bit of housekeeping, what does our health service look like? Is it universal coverage, free at the point of entry?
I think we could each have our own separate... And we're going to have a mad American system. We're each going to run our own... insurance company.
Oh, right.
Okay. With our health professional. Providing our health professional.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
It might not be an insurance program called, like, the Miners of Arkansas program or something like that, which is totally spurious.
So who's saving your life, Kutch?
Yeah. So who I would have on the island prepared to help us out at the drop of a hat is the Gaul Druid himself. Get a fix.
Oh, yes! Oh, absolutely!
Get a fix from Asterix. He's the man that would often be seen roaming about the village with his golden sickle, looking after everybody. Any ailments or issues, it would always be Get a fix would be the one that would be dealing with them. But he's also the man that made the magic potion.
He did make the magic potion, yeah.
No. I reckon a good dose of the magic potion just now would sort me out. It would sort a lot of things.
It would sort out a lot of things. Yeah.
I'd take on that fucking honey badger.
It's about our only joy. Like, that's our only hope, realistically.
And I mean, if it was the case that Get a Fix was on our island, and, you know, it would explain Dave, because he quite clearly was dropped in a cauldron of it.
Yeah.
When he was born. So, I think that's why he's as big as he is and smashes. Newbies
at jujitsu. Just very quick, listeners, at Jiu-Jitsu last night, I started sparring with this guy and I realised it was everything was far too easy. I said, have you only been quite new? He said, yeah. So all right, I'll take it easy from you. Next round, Dave just smashed him for 5 minutes.
Honestly, like throwing him around like a rag doll. Yeah.
Like a tracksuit in the wind.
Queen of our hearts. But what was I going to say? What's kind of annoying about Asterix and Obelix references is that there was a meme that went round to my old office where they made me up as Asterix because I was small. Yeah, the height gags have really been flying tonight as well, so it comes as a bit of a better blow. But yeah, Dave can be Obelix, I'll be Asterix. Yeah, it's fine.
That works so well. That works really well, yeah.
But no, he did the magic potion. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think there was nothing he couldn't cure either. No,
that's it.
The only problem is, I'm going to point out, he is a French doctor. So that means that absolutely any cure is going to involve a suppository going up your arse. Basically, and nobody's been ill in France before.
I've only been in France once.
Oh right, yeah, okay, fair enough.
A lot of pharmacies in France.
Yeah,
because that's what they don't go to their GP; they go to their pharmacy. For most things.
And then they get a suppository. Yeah. It's just an absolutely classic French doctoring. It's like, nope, up the arse. That's what you need.
I remember when we went, I didn't have any issues, but one of the that was like primary seven, but one of the kids that was. In our class ended up with appendicitis on the bus on over there and spent 2 weeks in a French hospital.
Do you know
fun.
In France they get a condition, I can't remember French for it, but it essentially translates as wobbly legs, and nowhere else in the world gets this, and it's sort of used in medical anthropology to show. So they go to a pharmacist and go, oh, I've got wobbly legs, what can you give me for it, and they give them something, and it's not to show, oh aren't they silly, they've got a fake illness. It's to show that different cultures interpret illnesses completely differently.
Even
bodily how they feel them. So yeah, you go, listeners.
That's mad, yeah.
I always think it's interesting, a slight detour, but like how different cultures see animal noises as completely different.
Yeah.
Like, we say cock-a-doodle-doo, they say cocorico. Those are slightly different. And like cats, ours meow, I can't remember what they do in other countries.
Yeah.
It would have been better if I'd known. But that's an example there. I really sort of took you down the track, like I was going to tell you something you didn't know, but then, no, I failed to deliver.
It's what weird, we conform to whatever language you're doing it in, because like there's tons of like ancient languages that our language evolved from, and they have sounds that we just don't have anymore.
Mm.
Like, we're like... sounds. Yeah. We just don't use them. And that's like European languages as well, you know. It's crazy.
That was pretty good Swahili.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've been taking night classes.
Yeah.
just for our African listeners.
Is that while you're rolling around on the mat, you're also learning?
Yeah. Like, bit of Swahili, bit of Sanskrit.
Yeah.
keep the body and the mind guessing. Yeah.
Poor newbie.
Dave's just clicking at him.
As he slams his face to the ground.
You would have expected that if you'd only knew what was said. Oh, wow.
But you see, that's a very practical example. I'm well down with GetFX being involved. Because basically, he's going to be supplying us at parties as well.
Yeah, well, that's
nudge.
A little bit of magic potion.
Yeah, what you got, GetFX? Well, got this on the dark web, did you now? Yeah. Fair. Although, always brewed in a cauldron, though.
Yeah, brewed in a cauldron.
Everything classic.
He would get about a bit as well. He was very knowledgeable, wise, knew his shit, and hated the fucking Romans.
But yeah,
they all hated the Romans.
I never liked Asterix and Obelix as a kid, but I should because I fucking hate Romans.
Yeah,
I'm
pretty sure there's a lot. There's a fair bit of racism in it as well.
I don't mind,
but also a lot of socialist ideas.
Yeah. I hate Roman history. In Britain, I don't mind really fucking old ancient Roman history in Rome, but seeing Britain, and I like the fall of Rome stuff because I fucking hate the Romans. But Roman stuff in Britain,
covering Jamie's bigotry.
I just hate it so much. It's so fucking boring. Anyway,
yeah.
So your doctor is really going to cure us.
Yeah,
I'm going to bring in a doctor who I'm going to say I've learned a lot about in this brief period of time where I researched him. Now I know we all know that I fucking hate Australians. But I'm gonna put I'm gonna for an Australian doctor, and you know who I'm going for, don't you?
With his guitar and everything.
Oh, holy shit!
Guitar slung over his back. The philanderer king of Ramsay Street himself. It is none other than Dr. Carl Kennedy.
Oh, wow.
Carl Kennedy.
Now let me tell you something about Carl Kennedy that you almost certainly don't know, which is in a different tab.
Was it me and Kutch once co-wrote a musical called Neighbours for Carl Kennedy Story?
Oh, no. No, but you did.
On a long drive up north once. We did.
And it was going to be our debut at the Fringe.
And if anyone is listening and wants to contribute to the Patreon, we'll post that and put that up for you. It really is a wild ride.
It's funny, you joke about the Patreon, but it's probably going to come real very soon. Once I figure out the monetary legal side of things.
No one will pay for this country.
Enough to pay our costs.
So, Carl Kennedy's full name. Carl Raymond Marx Kennedy.
Marx?
Oh, yeah. Holy shit, I'm forgetting like Carl Kennedy even more.
Yeah.
Karl Marx?
Yes.
Oh my god, it's so good!
I will stress this is according to Wikipedia, which might be bollocks, but at the same time, if it isn't, I fucking love it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Oh my god.
So, quick fire quiz about Carl Kennedy. Uh-huh. How did Carl Kennedy get to Erinsborough?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, no idea.
Because of a medical malpractice problem in his previous place, where they suspected him of killing a patient. So, that is, I'll admit, not great. But, not long after Carl kind of made his debut here, he basically had... Oh, God, I had this all looked out as well. He had a terminally ill patient as well, and that was one of the first storylines. Is he had a terminally ill patient called Kate Cornwall, developed a close friendship with her, and then pulled her on her deathbed, didn't he? Oh my god, that is
Carl Kennedy.
It is straight out of, and we all know the Robert Mugabe plague of it.
Oh, Carl. But the writers always seem to think that Carl was always in the right, no matter what he did, how bad.
Yeah, even when he slept around.
Yeah.
Or when Carl and his brother Darren's mother, Cheryl, came into the story. Cheryl Stark was Danny and Darren Stark's mum.
Yeah.
And, yeah... Danny was dating one of the Kennedys or something like that.
Yeah, anyway, Libby.
Libby.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about Libby.
Yeah.
But then they had a little problem.
90s naughties neighbours knowledge.
Yeah.
But Cheryl was knocked down by a lorry.
Yeah, that's right.
Nightmare. Who was on hand but Erinsborough's local physician.
The Carl. Only doctor in all of Helensborough, yeah.
Yeah, Helensborough? Erinsborough.
It's a different
one altogether.
No.
And Carl on the scene dispensed the painkillers that killed Cheryl. Are we seeing a pattern here, everybody? Are we?
Is he like?
He's Harold Shipman,
or the original Michael Jackson's doctor. Michael Jackson's doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God, Jesus. He's
going to treat you, but also probably philander you and then make you die of a drug overdose.
Yeah. The sad thing about Carl and Susan, but Carl and his receptionist and later nurse, Sarah as well. Sarah Beaumont. Oh, I think we all probably remember Sarah.
Yeah.
We were all of a certain, boys of a certain age. do think she was the hottest woman I'd ever seen by that time. But,
there was always Natalie.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Oh, Natalie. She was in Neighbours. Yeah.
Still, I'm sure if I look through all my stuff in my bedroom, I will probably have a poster of Natalie.
Natalie, brilliant. Yep, definitely.
A quality artist as well.
Yeah.
Two great albums.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought you were going to go with two great songs.
No,
I had a mentally really poster, yeah, but I tore it by mistake.
Oh. Worst joke again. Yes, I bring it back.
Yeah. Did it go up in smoke?
No. Kill me. Catch bringing it back.
Kill me.
To all. Terrible joke.
So he philanders with Sarah,
mm-hmm,
even kissing Sarah on her wedding day before she disappears.
God, yeah.
Fuck.
And
me.
Then he starts having an affair with Izzy.
Is it one of you?
Killed and slept his way through that neighbourhood.
I think it was one of you told me that, what's her name, plays Susan Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
That's his wife. Yeah, Susan. Yeah. The reason she's always got long sleeve tops on, it's because she's got tattoos all down her arms.
Yeah.
Ah.
But for a long time, I thought it was an urban myth, but I'm not sure if it's true or...
No, because she was in prisoner cell block H beforehand and was allowed...
She was not in cell block H.
She was in cell block H. Yeah, guarantee, absolutely.
It was Australian TV. It's like The Bill here. Cell block and Neighbours. Christ, that's your rite of passage in Home and Away.
Never heard of cell block H.
You never heard of cell block H?
No. Well, I mean, I've heard of a real cell block H in like...
No, Cell Block H was an Australian drama about a women's prison.
Oh, fuck.
It was like Band of Gold before Band of Gold.
Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
No, I've never heard of it.
Like, not Band of Gold. Band of Gold was the prostitutes. What was the one?
Red the Twist.
No. British one about female prison.
Oh, right.
They should bring back like an adult version of Round the Twist. Red the Twist was... bonkers.
Oh, Round the Twist and Pugwall were the only two decent things that have ever come out of Australia. Yeah. But I will say that there is a redemption story with Carl Kennedy that in later, but beyond the time when I would watch Neighbours, that he was involved with a pharmaceutical company that were selling dodgy drugs, and Carl identified the problem, but then got accused of being involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, he turned whistleblower and was eventually, his innocence was there.
Well, you think that? I think Carl was just trying to take his murder to the next level, kill as many people as possible.
That's what I think.
And then he realised
well.
He was going to get caught, and then went, oh, there's this problem with it, and try and get himself out of it.
I'm unsure about whether I would like Carl Kennedy to be on our island or not. But at the very least.
Getafix will sort out anything he does wrong.
Yeah. Getafix might have to have a potion that brings us back to life, because Carl might accidentally or on purpose murder us and sleep with our wives.
Accidentally on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sleep with the fucking honey badger. Because you know how it gets its way around the island.
Well, I've got someone I'm bringing along.
Uh-huh.
I might say he's a traditional healer. Of sorts.
Okay.
I'll give you a clue. It's an audio cue as well. It'll work on the microphone, so... That's right. It's Mr. Miyagi.
Are you bringing a homeopathist? Or whatever they're called.
Right. Homeopathy has no... We all saw how he fixed Daniel's knee, right?
Yes.
We all fucking saw it.
Yeah.
It works. So, Mr. Miyagi, who... I didn't know this, has a hilarious, well, not hilarious, he has a fake character history, which is pretty deep. Apparently, he was meant to be in an internment camp in World War II, but then went and fought for the US. In at least Karate Kid 1 and 2, the third film I disregard. Oh no, the fourth film I disregard. At least in Karate Kid 1 and 2, he sort of hints that he was on the Japanese side. Because Daniel's reading a book about it on the way.
Sorry, you disregard a film with Hilary Swank?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god.
Do we regard any films with Hilary Swank?
But if you go to Mr. Miyagi's Wikipedia page, it not only talks about how he was first in internment camp, and then, obviously, because he loved the US so much, because they put him in an internment camp, he fought for them. It also has a list of military honours he was given.
Really?
Yeah, but like a fake character. But it's listed like it's a real person. Medal of Honor, Silver Star, Bronze Star Medal, Army Commendation Medal.
That's about...
Ooh, Purple Heart.
Wow, you got a Purple Heart.
Yeah. Jeez.
But that's like going into Stargate Wikipedia, where you can actually find like all the gate addresses.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts. So Mr. Miyagi
is great and beautiful and horrendous.
No.
Yeah.
He's Mr. Miyagi, named after the founder of Goju-Ryu Karate.
Mm-hmm.
One of the oldest forms of karate, if not the oldest. And as I say, his healing methods are mainly the sort of slap, rub, hand technique.
Yeah.
Daniel's on. And also making herbal teas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
catching flies with chopsticks.
I was just about to say, he'll be pest control as well on the island. Keep those flies away. Catching them with the chopsticks.
Every morning he's out there, first thing, with his chopsticks.
I remember
getting rid of malaria just for us.
I remember when you say he fought on the US side as well, that makes sense about the difficulty he had when he went back to Okinawa for that brief period of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he seemed really uncomfortable there. Yeah. Very fish out of water.
Dead.
Yeah.
Because I remember on the plane ride over, Daniel's reading a history book about so many people died, and he's like, so many people on both sides died. Sort of hinting that, oh, look, loads of Japanese people died as well, and maybe I fought on that, but maybe in novels or something, they go on to say that he gets a purple heart. I bet, why don't they just say he was raised in one of the flags of the Iwo Jima as well? Jesus Christ.
I wonder if there's, something in the background somewhere.
Yeah, maybe.
That has, like...
Maybe he's got because he does have frame stuff.
Yeah,
maybe he does have a frame. Sort of
frame which has always.
Yeah, I just assumed it was Japanese medals, but maybe it's American.
Maybe we need to rewatch The Karate Kid.
Yeah,
and have a look.
I'm gonna have to look up now as well if Japanese people who are in internment camps were given the option to fight. But that seems weird because then why would they be in internment camps? Because they obviously don't trust them.
Our first Chuck in a Buck Patreon special edition. Is us doing a commentary to the
Karate Kid. No one will pay for that. Throw in one of your special jokes.
Yeah, special paid for episode where we talk about the Karate Kid while it plays in the background.
Yeah.
Do you know what? The new Karate Kid with Jackie Chan and Jane Smith?
Jaden.
Yeah, Jaden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was surprisingly not terrible. Not great.
Not
nowhere near as good as first, but not terrible. Toe was better, man. Fucking Iron Fist.
Wow.
That's Mark's favourite show. You should stop that. It's
very much my favourite. Me and Danny Rand, I feel like we had a lot in common. Yeah.
I suppose as well, Miyagi would be quite a good physical instructor.
It's all about someone keeping you fit rather than treating the.
The source of it rather than.
Yeah. You're learning, but you're not learning, but you're learning.
But you're not
learning. And let's be clear, it's also a bit of extra muscle.
He did look reasonably hard when he did actually have to fight.
Yeah.
Miyagi.
I thought.
GSP and Miyagi, fucking hell, there's a team.
Pat Morita is his real name, or Maria.
Nobody's
Morita. But I thought he was actually karate, a black belt, because he used to teach people in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
He's taught some quite famous people. But I didn't quite Google search, I didn't see anything about Pat Morita. So maybe just I was in Karate Kid. But apparently, his main occupation wasn't even actor, it was a stand up comedian.
Yeah, that I did know.
I didn't know that.
There's
a video of him showing some UFC fighter wrist locks. And I can't even remember what fighter, 10 years ago.
Nobody
outside a club or something.
Absolutely nobody's going to touch your cocaine, your cocoa plants.
No,
if you've got Miyagi in there.
Miyagi and GSP.
You can train them all up. Yeah.
Would you have Daniel-san with him? I thought Daniel-san was a bit of a...
He's a bit of a whiny git, isn't he? Have you seen the thing where it's a YouTube video about how Daniel's the bad guy in Karate Kid?
No,
I could see that though. Yeah,
it's he basically just starts fights with people.
Yeah, no, that's very.
And if you watch it, it's holy shit, we're right. He's always throwing a first punch or instigating things.
Yeah,
and it's oh my god, he is a bad guy. Yeah.
All the guys at the Cobra Kai don't. There's a good bit of the Cobra Kai. Guys, just don't go after him. He just wants you to rise to this. You know,
I saw a guy with a Cobra Kai rash guard in training years ago. So fucking cool.
Yeah. See, they're doing a. Is it Netflix doing a series or Hulu?
Yeah, one of them.
Where it's the two of them have their own gyms, and it's all about
It's the Yaki gym and a Cobra Kai gym.
It's thingy. It's Daniel, the guy who plays
Ralph Mitchell.
Yeah,
and the main guy, Cobra Kai guy. I can't remember his name.
Yeah. But yeah, so they've got like competing gyms, and I don't know what the exact
feeling is, but it's, I have a feeling it's Amazon.
Is it Amazon?
I have a feeling. I might be wrong. Yeah,
it looks as though it might be interesting though. Aye, yeah. Returning to that world,
because they were all bidding over rights for it. Yeah. Because obviously it's like that our sweet demographic.
Yeah.
Of people who will buy Netflix or Amazon, you know.
Yeah. 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 No. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about some other doctors we might be able to rope in as well. Not,
I hope not Shipman.
Oh well, I have.
Seems we've already got our own version.
I have mentioned Shipman because you can't have a conversation about medical professionals in Britain without thinking about the most prolific serial killer in the history. I mean, he was good.
He's good at his trade. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, we'd never have a problem with an aging population. That's all I'm saying.
That's what the NHS needs.
Yeah. Yeah, do his turn. No, I thought some other fictional ones. Don't know if you remember Friends, Dr. Drake Ramore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. It was
basically based on Carl Kennedy's life. Yeah. Dr. Nick from The Simpsons.
Oh yeah, Dr. Nick. Oh. Yeah.
Hi everybody.
the one that if we ever have an Americanized healthcare system is the one that we can afford. Realistically, a two-hander from daytime television, Dr. Mark Sloan.
Huh.
And yeah. And Dr. Quincy.
Quincy, yeah.
Yeah. The only problem
Quincy
is...
Quincy MD.
Both of them be too busy solving murders to actually treat a patient. You can just see a full waiting room in there. It's like, hi, I've got an appointment to see Dr. Mark Sloan. It was supposed to be like half an hour ago. The doctor's busy at the moment.
At least with Quincy, he dealt with dead folk.
Yeah, no,
he was a forensic doctor, so... Yeah.
There's just bodies piled up in the morgue. Yeah. Quincy gets his performance review. Yeah, Quincy, now, great stuff on the solving the murders, that's excellent, but no one needed you to do that. Everyone just needs you to process the bodies.
Just tell us how they died.
Yeah, and just get on with it. And stop involving the other guy, whose name I forgot. Sam?
Sam,
yeah, exactly. If we had any kind of psychological issues, we could have the cranes.
Oh, yeah.
Both cranes in there. Both
cranes, yeah. That
beautiful.
Takes us back to last week and bad crane jokes.
it does. One of my favourites, but not one I've seen for a while, Hawkeye from MASH.
Oh,
as
yeah.
Well. There's a pretty interesting
character. Well, all of them pretty much, but yeah, Hawkeye, definitely.
Hawkeye, yeah. Alan Alda,
yeah.
For me, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was not Kiefer Sutherland. Not Kiefer Sutherland.
No, Donald Sutherland. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although he was only in the film.
Yeah.
He was so good in The West Wing. He brought
Alan Alda.
Yeah. He brought life back into the series when it was flagging a bit.
Just,
he really did.
Yeah.
He was an absolute star in it. Oh man, West Wing.
I know. I might actually rewatch it again.
No. Don't try and watch it. I watched it, and I watched a lot of it when Trump was president. It's not pleasant.
It's not healthy. No, it isn't.
Well, I remember watching it when I was about three quarters of the way through, like the whole lot of it, when we had the Scots referendum.
Yeah.
And that following day, when I went into work and almost cried, I instead put on some West Wing on my phone. Kind of. That was my
uplifting.
Day. Yeah, watching
swearing in Latin in a church.
Yeah. Some positive liberal lefty politics. Yeah,
no,
imaginary politics. But
I mean, if you showed me the West Wing now, mm-hmm. and said, and then I'm reincarnate like somebody dramatizing the Trump presidency and said one of these is the future,
yeah.
Which is it? I would have said The West Wing.
Yeah.
Like, by far.
Oh, definitely.
But just a couple other doctors I'm just going to throw into the mix. Dr. John Watson.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone needs a dual format, scribe and doctor.
Oh, that's true.
John Watson.
Holmes.
Holmes, yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah,
right, yeah. Aye. Yeah. Of course. Aye.
Totally. So, yeah, no, seemed relatively useful. Field trained as well, ex-army medic, so field trained. Yeah.
Probably has some real medals. I might say real medals when Mr. Miyagi's entirely fictional. As well.
there's two doctors, not fictional, but ones that you've missed. There's obviously Dr. Phil.
Oh, Dr. Phil. Yeah.
Dr. Phil. And Dr. Hillary.
Oh, Dr. Hillary
from
Jones.
GMTV.
Yeah,
Hillary Dr. Jones. Yeah. Dr. Hillary Jones, yeah.
from GMTV.
I used to work in healthcare PR and lobbying.
Uh-huh.
I've heard some stories.
I bet you have.
Uh-huh. Our podcast doesn't get libelous.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. And one of the other ones I would just quickly... Two others I'm going to quickly bring mm-hmm. up as well. One useful but irritating, and one a real wild card for us. Dr. Gregory House.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
Oh, yeah.
Genius. Oh, yeah. Obviously, arsehole genius.
Arsehole genius, yeah.
Also, actually, is pretty much my old flatmate as yeah. well. Yeah.
Yeah.
A genius, yeah. Occasional arsehole, yeah.
With a like for Vicodin.
Yeah, that probably...
Allegedly.
Yeah, probably fair. And Dr. Jekyll.
Oh, as well. Yeah. He was an alright guy.
He was an alright guy. I'd like
didn't like him after a drink.
No, not after a drink. No.
After a wee tonic.
Yeah. It's a shame nobody's done a good Jekyll and Hyde thing recently. The last
what do you mean? Have you not seen The Mummy yet?
No.
Oh, Russell... I was about to say Russell Howard. Russell Crowe's does a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde in that. When they tried to launch this shared dark universe thing, and then the film fell flat on its
arms. I switched off The Mummy after... I gave it half an hour. Yeah. And I was like, I can't give you any more of my life.
Is this the new one with Tom Cruise?
It's so bad.
It's absolutely horrendous.
Is it out? Is it out?
Oh, it's out on DVD now as well, yeah. I think, and possibly on one of the streaming services. But yeah, like, it was so bad, it flopped, and they have a bit in the middle of it where it's Russell Crowe playing Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, and the whole idea was that was to tie in this whole Monsters, Dark Universe thing that Universal have been trying to get off the ground for about 10 years now, and every time they do, the films fail because they make them shit.
Yeah.
One of the first Scottish novels ever, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was serialised in a paper, like, originally, wasn't it? Like Holmes, like Sherlock Holmes and everything else.
Yeah.
There is a great, great documentary that Ian Rankin does about it.
Really?
It was a BBC one that...
BBC 4 by any chance.
Yeah, probably about, I want to say maybe 5 years ago.
Uh-huh. Oh no, I saw that, because he talks about, like, because when I read Dr. Jekyll, it's based in London.
Yeah.
It's clearly based in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
The old town and the new town and everything. It's like so clearly Edinburgh... Mm-hmm. You know, influence this.
They go and talk about the various anatomists that are supposed to be the some of the characters or some of the characters based on things like that.
Yeah.
It's really good that if you can find that Ian Rankin text on the Fiverr documentary on Jekyll and Hyde, says it inspired a lot of his writing.
Okay. It is one of the first like sci-fi, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Classic sci-fi, like that Frankenstein. You know,
yeah, of that whole sort of like monsters kind of,
but especially Frankenstein and that, it's like scientists who are pushing the edges of changing society.
Yeah.
You know that, yeah.
Oh, speaking of Frankenstein, anyone seen Victor Frankenstein?
No,
with James McAvoy.
No,
it's James McAvoy.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Aye, yeah, and Daniel Radcliffe plays
a hunchback.
Yeah,
yeah. That's a film.
Is it?
I quite like Daniel Radcliffe.
There's also the Frankenstein film with Aaron Eckhart playing Frankenstein, but like an action Frankenstein.
Oh God, I've not seen that.
Yeah. What was that called? Was it just Frankenstein?
And pedantic listeners, we know it's Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah.
It's no young Frankenstein, that's all I'm saying. Frankenstein?
Such a good film.
Yeah, it's such a good film. But no, I'd be...
Frankenstein, that's it. 2014.
Yeah.
They just went ahead and called it Oh, God. Like iPod? Or is it like iRobot? Like,
a Scottish twist on it. Frankenstein. Fuck off, pal.
No, like apostrophe Frankenstein. No. Frankenstein.
Yeah, no, nice.
Yeah.
Works on many levels. Well, I think that our desert island is basically doomed if we all end up with Kutch's disease.
Yeah. But, well, maybe not doomed, just like we might not do very much for a week.
Gatfix is basically the only sensible person that we've got.
I'll just get Miyagi to rub us all off.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if Mags is turning up or not. She kind of suggested she might.
I've run out of things to say.
Yeah, me too. Fuck yeah. Apart from fuck Mags.
Well, we can stop for a minute to see if she appears, and then if not, we'll close it off.
Yeah.
Cool. And so Mags isn't joining us, as we've just found out. So, I think, yeah, we quit should. Yeah, quit her. Failure.
Fuck you, Mags.
Yeah. Hasn't been on for about 6-7 weeks now.
Jeez. That gives our listeners time for their eardrums to sort of repair themselves a little bit, I'd say.
Until the next Sonic Confusion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
which is a new game that's coming out, apparently, on the...
So Mags isn't joining us. Jimmy is going to give us the socials.
Yeah, fuck you, Mags. So, so please talk to us behind our backs or to us on facebook.com/fiveclubpod or at Five Club, Twitter at Five Club, email ken@fiveclub.co.uk, Instagram Five Club, or on our website at www.fiveclub.co.uk.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And it's working, giving out this, because people are contacting us. I mean, fucking hell, we've got some.
We have literally threes of people contacting us.
Threes of people.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's better than the nuns before.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we had a real fan base amongst the female clergy.
Yeah. I was taking a sip of water. Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
Robbie Coltrane.
Yes.
Wow. Oh. All the nuns we know.
Yeah.
Pete Goldberg even looks like a nun in Star Trek as well. She's always does, got her face like hanging around, which is Guinan. Yeah.
Just typecast constantly.
As a nun.
Yeah, constantly wanting to sing. Get the whole starship singing.
She did give them synthahol, so.
Yeah.
And always had some actual, like, Romulan ale.
Yeah, under the counter.
Stuff stashed away under the counter for.
What they don't show is Guinan was actually a drug dealer of the Enterprise as well. Keep it off camera.
To get a fix. Just bring it back and off Star Trek.
I was going to say that was Beverly, but I don't know. I watched the episode where she they find the group.
Oh, so this is Star Trek chat, so I'm going to go.
the two planets where one of them is drug dependent. And selling them drugs as a cure because they're telling them that and Beverly's the one that's all like, no narcotics.
Yeah,
is that some kind of twisted analogy about the pharmaceutical industry?
Pretty much,
yeah.
and drug use, and like basically planetary drug dealers.
Drugs, kids.
Yeah. But as we all know, you can't have Dr. Crusher without Wesley Crusher, so. You know, fuck, you're just going to have to kill them both.
Yeah, fuck you, Wes. Anyway, let's call it a close and, say good... Oh, wait, whoa, slow down, McCutcheon. It's that point of the night where I have to ask. Mark, what's the motto this week?
Very difficult. I've never had to deal with this before. Oh, I'd love it. Everyone should take your job seriously. Just like Harold Shipper. The unspoken hero of tonight's podcast.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Sure, Harold, this one's for you.
Right, good night.
Good night.
Oh no.
2 hours. Sorry, I thought that was your genuine segue.
It wasn't, but we'll do that. Yeah.
Sweet.
Need to take a break for a minute.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I can see the alien coming up through his throat.
That's just the dildo. It's just.
I was about to say. Oh, I think it's just the top of a dick. It's swallowed earlier. The head's very similar.
Yeah.
An alien head.
Yeah. That whole bag of dicks that you went and ate. It's a great insult as well. Go eat a bag of dicks.
Yeah.
I first heard it on The Bugle. John Oliver.
John Oliver, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great insult.
Also,